talk about something that you are know a lot about. It's called Charitable Donation Account, otherwise known as a CDA. What is that? Can you enlighten us?
Absolutely. Well, Charitable Donation Account is something the NCUA rolled out a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it allows credit unions to enhance their charitable giving programs. And the regulation allows credit unions to use investments that fall outside of Regulation 703, mm-hmm. So otherwise impermissible investments, specifically for the purpose of charitable giving to 501c3 organizations. Okay. Mm-hmm. So most credit unions are already doing charitable giving, and this program allows them to donate more or start charitable giving in a manner that doesn't cause any additional expense to the bottom line and can actually create extra income for credit unions, which is a win-win, really.
How does that work, the extra income thing?
So the regulation states that the investment earnings, 51% of the earnings have to be donated to 501c3 organizations over a rolling time period. Mm-hmm. And the other 49% can certainly be given to charities, but the credit union can decide how they want to allocate that extra income.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Question number two here. What are the advantages of using an CDA?
Well, as I mentioned, the extra income.
Yeah.
Enhancing charitable giving. Mm-hmm. Of course, credit unions that are already doing it will do more, likely.
Right.
And it really allows credit unions to use extra liquidity that they might not otherwise be using to lend. Or it allows credit unions to take existing low-yielding investments and reallocate those into investments that are earning a higher return. Again, adding to that income, adding to that bottom line. Mm-hmm. And again, all with the purpose that is so near and dear to most credit unions' hearts, which is, you know, charitable and philanthropic efforts. So
that's their wheelhouse.
It's really a win-win for credit unions.
Yeah, totally, totally. It sounds like a no-brainer. So how does a credit union know if it's eligible to take advantage of the CDA?
That is a question we get a lot. And all federal credit unions can establish charitable donation accounts based on the NCUA regulation. State charters are a little different. Of course, they're regulated by the state. So most states have already approved CDAs. Mm-hmm. And those that haven't, it's really a process of going to the state regulator and asking for approval and asking if there's federal parity. Mm-hmm. And CUNY Mutual Group helps partner with credit unions to go through that process and to make sure that they have prior approval before they go through setting one up and going through that effort.
So that's kind of like doing your due diligence with, you know, with any type of program that you want to start.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, gotcha. All right, number four here. Question number four on the docket. What type of organizations can I donate investment earnings from a CDA to?
As I mentioned, the only criteria is that they have to be a 501c3 charity.
Okay.
So any nonprofit that the credit union is already donating to, any foundation that the credit union may control, it's a great way to add money into a credit union-controlled foundation. Or other foundations such as the National Credit Union Foundation. A lot of leagues, a lot of state associations will have foundations as well. So any 501c3 charity, really.
Okay. There's a lot of that in this industry. There's a lot of, I mean, like you said before, I mean, the charity thing is right in the wheelhouse of credit unions. So this seems like a natural fit.
Absolutely. And I think credit unions like giving those ginormous checks away, those huge novelty checks. So this is a way to make
more of those.
Make more of them and make them bigger, if you will. So it really is a program that's catching on quite quickly.
I'm sure the UPS store or any store like that, or any printer store is like happy to do that for them. So it keeps their business going too.
Absolutely, absolutely. People right. Helping people.
Exactly. So, I mean, so why should a credit union contact CUNY Mutual Group for a CDA? I mean, you mentioned that you guys, this is one of the many things that you guys do as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, credit unions are our only customer, you know, going back to our foundation. And we're just committed to the industry and committed to the members. A big part of our program is just the compliance part of it, making sure that the program is set up within the scope of the NCUA regulations from the beginning and throughout the life of the program. Mm-hmm. In addition, we have a wide variety of investment solutions really to meet every credit union's needs, ranging from the very, very conservative investment options to something a little bit less conservative. Mm-hmm. So we have best-in-class solutions from that end as well. And then our compliance and legal team will help those state charter credit unions that might not know if they can do it or not because they are a state charter. We'll help them through that process and, again, partner with them along the way.
Okay.
And then also make sure that they're meeting the requirements of the giving. As I failed to mention before, a part of it is that the requirement is that over a five-year period, those donations have to be made. Mm-hmm. And credit unions can only invest up to 5% of their net worth. So we need to make sure that credit unions stay at or below that 5% level, make sure they're hitting their donation marks, and just stay compliant throughout the life of the program. And so that's a big foundation of how we partner with
them. Okay, yeah, because it sounds like it's good that you guys are there to kind of I don't want to say govern them, but to kind of guide them, I guess, in these with all these ratios and numbers and limitations and things like that.
A big part of it,
is
educating the board, so they understand what they're doing and help them with their due diligence, along with ALM or ALCO committee to make sure that they understand the investments that they're getting into. So a big part of what we do is helping them avoid the pitfalls along the way with that education.
Yeah, because it can be a complicated experience if you're not really well versed in it. So that's where you guys can step in.
Absolutely, and you know, non-703 investments. Mm-hmm. You know, boards and ALM committees and CFOs are familiar with the investment world that they are permitted to play in, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so just understanding those other investment options is a big part of the discussion.
Very cool. How prevalent is this topic at this show, are you finding? Are you talking about it quite a bit, or is it kind of 50-50 amongst the other topics? Because it sounds like it's a pretty important topic, especially in credit union land.
It's a brand new topic.
I'm
stretching the truth a little. It's a couple years old, but it's really starting to become a mainstream topic.
Yeah.
So we're having a lot of discussions around it. I work in our executive benefits area, which helps credit unions and boards retain key leaders. But we also help with the institutional investing. And our conversations are probably split 50-50 between the executive benefits and the funding solutions for charitable donation accounts. But it's definitely a very... a very easy conversation, one that perks the ears of directors when they hear, oh, we can give more away, and it's not going to cost us anything.
And sign me up.
We might be able to even make some additional income on top of it. It's a very fun conversation to have.
Yeah, that's true.